You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
Yes, if you weren't cultured before, I hope you're cultured now, because it's not everything, it's everything. All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Ray and Wally holding it down, Lex Diamond, he's on top. We got so much to talk with him about. Not just about the Redskins, but Sanaa Lathan shaving her head. He's on the red carpet with her.
Yeah, we got to talk about Sanaa.
He's in North Carolina?
Yeah, North Carolina. Throw your hands up, P. Pablo.
We got to be thankful for J. Cole making it and people like Wale. Because, you know, before then, the DMV and North Carolina had one-hit wonders.
Yeah, it's true. That's so, real talk. Real cool to go there.
I think it's great that we now have decent rappers.
We do, man. We have Jack Will. Lizzie. You know, and Will's out, too. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, Will is
out. Will is out. You know what I mean?
So, All Skins are everything. We're going to be talking to Skins. Week one of the NFL starting this week. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, exactly. So we're getting to our tradition, the pregame, like Ray talked about, week one, season opener. Washington Redskins are opening up against the Philadelphia Eagles. We have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. He'll join us as a guest to discuss that. At the 10-minute mark, we'll discuss Redskins safety Tua Cravens considering retiring. And finally, at the 20-minute mark, we will predict the Redskins season in terms of, you know, who's going to show out, you know, the records. Could this team go to the Super Bowl or whatnot? Lofty goals, I know. Redskin fans, we got to represent. But anyway, right now, we have Lex Diamond on the line. Lex, what's good, my man?
Hey, guys. Doing well, man. Can't complain.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. Obviously, your weekly appearance on All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. We have a lot to talk about. Again, we got week one of the NFL.
But first,
we're preparing for the Redskins opener, home opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. Always exciting, especially in a primetime situation. But first, Sanaa Lathan, your girl, man.
No hair, man.
You sent us a selfie with her. She shaved her head.
What's up with that, man?
Well, I think what happened was, you know, there's a guy, I'm not going to say his name, that's really in love with her. He's probably in studio with you. He may have threatened me about her. And because of that, she was stressed. I think she really wanted to be with the Coogee Bears. And because he threatened her, she just kind of shaved her hair and everything, you know. So,
you putting that on me? Are you putting that on me? Really, though?
I'm just saying, man. I saw somebody giving blood on social media earlier. Talking about some tiger blood. I don't know what's going on. I'm still distraught about Power, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, that was a great last episode. That episode was awesome.
I'm trying to adjust, man, and get my mind right. Football season starts this week. You know, college started last week, but the NFL officially starts Thursday night. And the Redskins, after a dismal preseason, you know, we finally get a chance to see what these guys are about.
So, what are the keys for Redskins' victory against the Philadelphia Eagles?
I think, you know, the main thing is really just to kind of get the offense in sync. I think that's the first most important thing, man. Their offense did not get in sync during the preseason, and I'm just hoping that, you know, that was just, you know, the preseason. It won't kind of carry over into the season, man. Hopefully, Kurt, you know, he's getting his weapons back. You know, Jordan Reed and Jay Crowder and adding, you know, the big guy prior senior. We hope that this is, you know, we hope this is going to be a great year for the Redskins and the offense in particular. And we'll see, man. You know, hopefully their offensive line will hold up. But the offense, they got to start fast with the Eagles. They need to score a touchdown on that first drive.
Lex, I feel like the running game is going to be really important because Philadelphia's offense is expected to be good with the addition of Alshon Jeffrey. We know they're strong at tight end and Zach Ertz. So running the football, controlling the clock, keeping the Philadelphia Eagles offense off the field, I think that's one of the keys. What do you think?
Well, I think running the football is always a major key. And, you know, with Jay Gruden, you know, being the head coach, since he's been there, he's been sort of a pass-happy kind of guy, and you hope that he will balance it out. You know, last season, Fat Rob kind of, you know, he kind of took over Matt Jones' spot. And, you know, he did a really good job of running the football, but they didn't give him the rock enough.
Agreed.
He reminds me of Steven Davis. The problem is they won't give him the ball, you know, 30 times a game. And I think if they do, I think that would give the Redskins an advantage because we know what Kirk Cousins can do, you know, when he has time and when he's able to pass. And when you have a really good run game, you can do play action. You saw that, you know, Robert Griffin III's rookie season when they were able to run the football with Alfred Morris. You know, they were able to do the play action, and he had a great, you know, a great year. So that's something I really hope that they will run the ball. They got a, you know, they got the rookie from Oklahoma who's really good. Mm-hmm. He's very impressive during the preseason. And then you got Chris Thompson also in the mix. So, you know, I'm really hoping that Gruden will let him balance it out this year.
Well, in the spirit of the recent Tupac movie, you know, we're cultured here on All Skins Everything. All eyes on who this week? Is it Josh Doctson? Is it Kirk Cousins? Is it Terrell Pryor? Who are you looking at this week in particular that needs to stand out?
Well, I'm going to go out there and hope that Jordan Reed is in the mix because when he's out there, I think he's their best weapon.
Yeah,
he's unstoppable at that tight end position. And if he's able to kind of get going and stay healthy, that's the key really for him, just staying healthy all season. It opens up, you know, the alleys for Jay Crowder and also for, you know, for Pryor with that deep ball. I mean, when you got, if you got all those guys on one cylinder and your boy has, Kurt has enough time to get those passes out, the Redskins are probably one of the top five offenses, you know, in passing offenses in the NFL when they got everybody on the field at one time.
You were listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Ray. Ray's here. Wally, I'm here with Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network as our guest. Lex, so Ray mentioned Josh Doctson a little bit. Do you expect him to play in this game?
Who's that?
Who's that? Is that what we're doing right now? Josh Doctson? Or is that what we're doing?
I'm still trying to figure out who that guy is. I haven't seen this guy yet. I don't know what he can do. You got a couple of glimpses of him during the preseason with the third team or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's still a wait and see. I mean, you gave up Deshaun Jackson, this guy. So, you know, apparently he's supposed to be good. He looked good on film in college. So we're still waiting, hoping that this guy will pan out. And he looks like an athlete in practice. He looks like an athlete in his pads, so hopefully, you know, we'll actually get to see him perform during a regular season game longer than 10 minutes.
All right, Lex, so the guy throwing him the ball, Kirk Cousins, you mentioned that the Redskins need to get off to a fast start in this game, but how important is it for Kirk Cousins to get off to a fast start to the season in general, considering his contract situation and all that he still has to prove?
Honestly, in his position, Kirk Cousins is really in a great spot because, to be honest with you, he doesn't have to do anything, you know, from a productive standpoint because whether the Redskins decide to sign him to a long-term deal, Kirk Cousins is going to be a hot commodity come at the end of the season because their teams need quarterbacks, and I can name at least 15 teams right now that Kirk Cousins could go and start on. So he's going to get paid regardless whether he performs this year or not. But I think for the Redskins, Brad, they need to see him play well in big games against big rivals, against the Cowboys, against the Giants. And they need him to show up when prime time in those prime time games, Thanksgiving night game and the Sunday night game, he needs to show up. And if he can get the Redskins back into the postseason, you know, I think that should, in my opinion, that should seal the deal, you know, on his future with the Redskins.
All right, so here we go. First game of the season. Give us your prediction.
Well, they're playing home, and they're playing the Eagles. And, yes, the Eagles have improved their team. But the Redskins have also improved their team. They added two bookends from Alabama to the mix. They finally get Junior Gallette. They finally got him going. He's in the mix. You know, and they look to be a little bit healthier secondary. You know, there is a question mark because of the young man, Sue, who wants to, you know, pursue retirement at 22. I'm still a little baffled about that. But the Redskins should win this game. It'll be a close game because I think Wentz has improved and he has more weapons. So it's not going to be a blowout. But I think Washington should win at least by 3 points.
And Lex, give me a prediction on what you think this team's record is going to be.
The Redskins' record this season, it would be great if they could finish 10-6. But they do have to play the Raiders, and they do have to play the Broncos and Kansas City Chiefs. Mm. I think they play, who's the other team out west?
Sandy, LA Chargers.
LA Chargers.
Excuse me. This is so hard.
You know, that's a pretty up-and-coming division.
Yeah.
You know, so I think 8-8, 9-7 is realistic, in my opinion, for this team. I don't see them doing better than that. If they do better than that, 10-6, 11-5, man, you gotta do a parade and give Kirk the biggest contract that he could possibly get.
Before we let you go, you mentioned Sue Cravens, and you know his, you know, and he's thinking of his him contemplating retirement. What are your thoughts on that matter?
Honestly, man, I thought about it when I heard it. I was like, this guy's 22 and he's thinking about retiring. That tells me he's not passionate about football. And my thing is, you're 22. Why didn't you have that thought when you was in college? You could have pursued another career and not wasted, you know, your time or the Redskins' time, you know, and trying out for football. Just, I mean, at 22, man, and you're talking about retiring, you probably had that thought in your head before you even got drafted. So a little shocking that this guy wants to do that. But you know what? In the culture we live in now with these concussions and things of that nature, I totally understand if he wants to pursue something else. But man, it's not many careers where you're going to be given hundreds and millions of dollars when you're that young. So I just hope he studied up and he has a degree. And, you know, if he's going to leave, good luck, man. And you know, God bless the young fella.
Well, again, you're listening to Austin's Everything. Lex Diamond joining us right now. Ray Wiley in the building. Lex, before you get out of here, your weekly appearance, we always appreciate having you. Just let our listeners know how they can reach you, how they can find your content on social media.
Hey, you guys can reach me on Instagram and Twitter at Lex Diamond without the A. And, you know, I'm usually talking about politics and sports on Twitter. Instagram is... My Instagram page has become more of a promotion page to promote a lot of my artists, one in particular, Trez Falsetto. So, you guys can follow, man, see what's going on with the movement.
Sounds great.
Well, thanks, Lex. We appreciate having you on anytime. You know, again, we hope to have you on next week as usual because this is like a weekly thing, you know what I mean? So we make sure that we have our man Lex on the show.
Absolutely, guys. I appreciate you guys bringing me on, man. And we expected another hurricane, so make sure you guys stay dry.
Oh, we will, man. Appreciate you, man. You stay blessed.
No doubt.
All right. Again, that's Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network, man. Lex is he's doing a darn thing. You hear that he has acts and, you know, his performance and whatnot. You know, Lex is doing it. You know, he's a man of many different interests, man.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Anyway, we will continue the Sue Cravens discussion after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Solon Sports. Weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
Hey. try and make it next month. Soon up, fucking shred the shit up.
Yellow beat, holla at me.
And chewy on some hot. Like I told Tish, I see when I sh. Like you seen him twirl, then he drops. And we keep them to my block. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop.
Oh, it's getting dirty thing with the Urban Sports Team. We're back. Fox Sports 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Ray, Wally in the building. We were discussing sewer cravings before the break. Wanting to retire at 22. My man Lex Diamond couldn't wrap his mind around that.
Yeah.
But I think it speaks to the level of physicality of the game and how it's impacted people long term, as we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's been said to have caused CTE to be a major contributor to suicides, including some big names like Junior Seau. So you can understand if the young man is contemplating his future with all the injuries he's had.
Yeah, I'm not sure what, you know, what the reason why he's, you know, contemplating retirement. Like you said, there's multiple factors out there. Right now we're all speculating. It could be a family issue. It could be, like you said, CTE. It could be, you know, he had a situation where his vision was jacked up last year because of an injury. And then even in USC, there's reports that he almost pulled the same stunt in USC while in college, that he wasn't sure he wanted to play football anymore in USC. So he's a guy that's, to me, that looks for the bigger picture rather than just playing football. So you can't knock that. Talking about Sue Cravens, if you're a Redskins fan, like, leave him alone. Let him, you know, if he's not happy playing football, let him go. Worry about the other, you know, the other guys on this roster or other safeties on this roster that you can see produce or play football at the highest level. Like for me, DeShazer Everett, he's a guy that's shown you the ability to play safety once he had the opportunity to play safety in, like, especially that Eagles game. So he, and even in preseason, he showed you that, you know, he can play the safety position. So root for him, see what he can do. But I wouldn't knock Sue Craven in terms of him personally, because again, we don't know what this man is dealing with. You don't know what demons he's dealing with. You don't know what thoughts he has going on in his head. You don't know if he's has a mental illness, or again, maybe he just fell out of love with playing football, which is possible. You can fall out of love in anything. Some people fall out of love with their wives or their girlfriends or whatnot. It can happen.
I'm just wondering if winning cures all in this situation, because I've seen guys like Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson in their careers early because they're not winning, and that impacted their passion for the game. I wonder if that would, you know, change his mind if the Redskins were, you know, a contender or would have been closer last year. I don't think so. I do think this is all about his life and his long-term future. But again, we haven't heard from him yet, and you made a valid point with that. I want to hear exactly what he's thinking. I don't think he's going to necessarily give it all when he provides an interview. I think he'll probably be more so politically correct. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing is him, you know, talking with his family, those who are in his support system, in his camp, and seeing what they think. Bruce Allen, I don't know what type of relationship they have, but it's enough to where they talked him out of it, at least temporarily.
Yeah,
It shows that maybe there's a good relationship there, a good rapport. So maybe the Redskins can build on that while he's not actively playing football.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports. Sam Wiley here, my boy Ray Wiltie's out on social media, on our Twitter page. The question was, what were your thoughts about, you know, Sue Cravens contemplate retirement? My man Chris Brown on Twitter said, hope he gets his mental emotional state or whatever the issue is together. The timing sucks, but his well-being is more important. Again, think about the individual as a human being. Totally agree with you. My man Hashim said, I don't think he's having mental issues. I just think he doesn't love the game, which is fine. Retire. Timing is bad, but whatever. Again, that's not a knock on his, you know, that's not a knock on him personally. I agree. If you don't love the game, retire, because you can get hurt. Say he tries to play, he doesn't have the love for it. That's how injuries happen, because you're not really, you don't have that passion. You're not aware of everything because you just don't care. And to me, if he's not, you know, happy in playing football, retire. My man Justin Rogers said, unfortunate, had high hopes for him. He has to handle his business, but so do the Skins. And agreed, the Skins can't wait for Sue forever. If Sue, I believe they gave Sue about a month. He has about a month. And after that month, he can, you know, they have to make a decision where whether they're going to keep Sue Cravens on the team or let him go or see what happens. But I think that they shouldn't have to worry about if within that month, if he doesn't give you a decision, I think you let him go.
I wonder how he would be potentially received in the locker room if he decides to come back.
The players are, according to reports, and some of the players have spoken out already, they support Sua. They hope he gets well. They're in his camp. That's what's out there.
Yeah. You know, can I believe that? It's just like the Lakers coming out and supported D'Angelo Russell at one point after.
No, that's a good point.
I don't know if I trust all the reports. Again, we'll have to see. We'll be around the team quite frequently throughout the year. So we'll find out. But I think the consensus is, you know, let the man make a decision. You mentioned on our other show, the Urban Sports Scene, check it out, that right now we have not seen enough of him, especially as safety, to even have some real emotions about
him.
Yeah, I agree. It's not really a loss. It's like next man up. Let's move forward as a franchise, as fans, and everybody.
Yeah, and on our Facebook page, my man Jeremy Gordon said, in terms of Sua Craven, says, I think he's soft and selfish, but he's allowed to do and pursue anything in life. If he does quit, they can eliminate his contract after 4 weeks. We never even saw him at safety. So in reality, who knows if he would have been good or totally suck? A tweener that was a wasted pick, in my opinion.
That was extreme to some degree, but
yeah, but
you know, well articulated thought. Yeah. And I like the fact that again, he's putting the ball in his court.
Yeah, and at this point, and two at the same time, to Jeremy's point. We don't, and you said it too, we don't know, like, what Sua Cravens has to offer as a safety. You know what I mean? You can't miss what you never had.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So, in terms of, as a fan saying what Sua Cravens would have done if he was on this team, you can't say that because at the end of the day, we don't know what Sua Cravens was going to be as a safety. We saw glimpses. I mean, and that's fair. We saw glimpses, but we never seen anything in terms of Sua's greatness. And it's funny because we were talking so high about him.
I do think he's a talented kid.
Yeah.
I think the potential is there, but again, we have not seen enough to where he's going to be missed.
Anyway, man, we're going to predict the Redskins season after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces.
This one's for you and me, living out our dreams. We're all right where we should be. With my arms out wide, I open my eyes, and now all I wanna see is a sky full of lighters. A sky.
I would have already spiraled up. I would never do nothing to let you cowards fuck my world up. If I was you, I would duck or get struck like lightning fighters. Keep fighting, put your lighters up, point them skyward, Had a dream, I was king, I woke up, still king. Smap canes, nipple is mine, with the milk king. Tell nobody else even f***ing feels me, till it kills me. I swear to God, I'll be the f***ing illest in this.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here, my boy Ray Jeezy. We'll tease out. Hopefully we'll have him back next week. But I mentioned before the break, we're going to predict the Washington Redskins schedule. But first, let's start with Sunday's game. Sunday's game. We didn't get to predict that. What do you think is going to happen Sunday's game?
I am picking the Philadelphia Eagles to win a close game, 23-17. I think it will be a closely contested battle for the simple fact that these teams are evenly matched to a degree. Good offensively. Defensively, they have a lot to show and to prove, and I think we'll get a good game on our hands to watch on Sunday. Hopefully, you'll be there to cover it.
Yeah, hopefully. I have the Washington Redskins win that game 24-17. I think that, okay, again,
same.
Yeah, 24-17. I look at, I think the running game that Rob Kelly will play well. I think the defense will play well, to be honest with you. I think Breland and Josh Norman will do good in terms of pairing up against Alshon Jeffries and Torrey Smith. Again, I think the key matchup is the tight end position with Zach Ertz, and hopefully Zach Brown will be, you know, up for the task to try to contain Zach Ertz. But what are your predictions in terms of the Redskins' overall record?
I think the Redskins are good enough to go 9-7.
Okay,
facing 9-7. The AFC West, facing Vegas and LA, which I never thought I would say, but I had to throw that plug in there just because I know it bothers you a little bit.
It does bother me a lot.
You know,
real things.
These are going to be some tough games against a really good division. Kansas City is going to be a difficult matchup as well.
Very difficult.
You know, but if you can split against the AFC West, that gives you two wins, and then you need to at least win four in your division, right? So that's already six wins against two really good divisions within your own and against the AFC West. So you look at the rest of the schedule. Can they squeeze out three additional W's? Why not? I think they can.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that they have a really good offense. Like Lex Diamond said, when they're rolling, you know, the Redskins can be a top five offense.
Yeah.
So I think the Redskins will go 9-7. It could be enough to get a wild card spot. I don't see them winning the division. I think the Cowboys will still take the division this year.
It's crazy. So I'm banking on – so if we're banking on Pryor and Dotson playing well, I think they can finish 10-6, 11-5, okay. Right? But they have to play well, right? So I'm speaking to existence. I think these two will play well. They play well 11-5. I think this defense is highly – I think this defense is better to compare to what we saw last season. I think you're going to have Gallette. I think Gallette will play well. I think Preston Smith is going to play better. This whole notion about, you know, missing Trent Murphy, like, granted, Trent Murphy had a great year last year, but we don't know if that was because of what he was taking or whatever. Preston Smith played, I'm just being real, Preston Smith played well his rookie year, and he gets a bounce back year. If you having a guy like Trent Murphy who played well with all that, you know, with all that, of course Preston Smith isn't going to take snaps from Trent Murphy because he played at a high level. So now Preston Smith gets those opportunities to, you know, to be more of an impact player. Ryan Anderson is a guy who I think, you know, has shown a lot of flashes in preseason. And then you have the rookie, from Alabama. I'm having a moment right now. His name. What is his name? I'm sorry. The D tackle. Allen. Thank you. Jonathan Allen. Sorry.
I should have been said it, but I was giving you some.
No, I know. I appreciate you. Good God. So Jonathan Allen, who to me, you know, is a guy who arguably is a guy who can be a premier dominant defensive lineman. So I think the defense is going to be better. I think Swearinger is going to be a guy that plays the safety position at a high level. So to me, 11-5.
I respectfully disagree for the simple fact that, first of all, you're eight win team last year. Mm-hmm. I don't see them having an increase of +3 considering injuries are going to occur.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have to deal with that. I don't know if the Redskins still have the depth to deal with injuries at various positions, starting with tight end, although I like Vernon Davis, but he's not doing Reed as far as how that offense works. Now, we're not going to have the same play caller. Also, you got a new defensive coordinator. That's going to take some time to develop as well.
But he's been in Joe Barry. I think everybody's been in Joe Barry. It's Joe Barry. Joe Barry's horrible.
Again, we let's see.
Yeah.
We have to see first. So first game will be a good indication, but I think it will take time for the unit to gel. I think the Redskins, as usual, just like, you know, any NFL team could, well, they'll drop some games they probably should win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to impact their record going down the stretch. Now, you also got to play better on the road this year.
So yeah, agreed.
I'm interested in seeing how the defense evolves. I'm going to say I think they'll evolve as the season goes on, mm-hmm. and you'll have some of these guys like Jonathan Allen, I think, step up. They'll continue to grow and learning the defense and becoming, you know, good pro prospects. But for now, I'm sticking with my 9-7 prediction, which will be one win increase and also
– and no tie.
Well, yeah, which was terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I was in London, and which they had a lead.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll see. Kirk Cousins' contract year, I think he'll be fine. He's always produced under pressure over these past two years.
Under pressure?
I'm talking about as far as, you know, it's a contract on the line.
Okay,
you know,
you're talking about under contract. Okay.
Performance in some games, but he's put up big numbers the last two seasons. I think he'll continue that.
Okay.
With the weapons he has around him. Looking forward to just seeing how the Redskins continue to adapt and seeing what that leads to as far as Jay Gruden getting a new contract.
You listen to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team. Wally here, my boy Ray. I think Kirk Cousins should. I mean, he should have a good year. Like, to me, you having Terrell Pryor, having Jameson Crowder, having. I mean, I think Josh Dotson still has a lot boatload of ability. Matter of fact, former Redskins general manager Scott McLuhan believes that. Josh Dotson is going to be the Redskins' leading receiver this season. So I still think he has a boatload of potential and ability. But it's going to be all predicated on Kirk Cousins. To me, Kirk Cousins having a good game or good games doesn't really, to me, show improvement for him. What he's going to need to do is play big against good teams and or big games or against big games on prime time. If he can do that, I think, yeah, arguably that's improvement for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that's true. All is true. I think to start, though, how do you you know, handle third downs? How do you handle
that too. The red zone? Red zone, yeah. And it didn't look good in that situation. That didn't look good in preseason. Well, I know.
I think they gave a sample size of what. I don't think they showed anything, maybe.
Yeah, I know.
Sample size, because they did play, but they didn't show much.
Yeah, I know, but when you look at certain plays, like, I mean, one comes to mind is the Cincinnati Bengals game when he had Josh Dotson wide open in the red zone, but he wasn't willing to make that throw. Those are instances he's had throughout his career in the NFL, you know. But again, only time will tell. If Kirk Cousins wins the quote unquote big games, then yeah, to me he's on his way. He's definitely on his way. But I will say this. To your point, like you stated it before, it's important, it's imperative that he does start off fast, though.
Again, Kirk Cousins has shown over the past 2 years what he can do. The defense really has to step up.
That too, yeah.
He made changes. I think that's the bigger microscope is going to be on the defense.
Yeah, there will be no excuses if the defense plays. Like, to me, if the defense improves, there will be no excuses.
Oh, man, the defense improves. That's going to make Kirk Cousins' life a much easier one.
Yeah, you're right.
Especially
it should.
If he gets a shorter field, which would be perfect.
Yeah, it should. So if he has, I agree with you. If the defense is improved, there's no excuses that you can't lay on the Redskins' defense is terrible. If the defense improves, if it's 15th, because the offense has to, you know, the offense looks so good.
What week is Carolina?
Oh, I got to check that. I'm going to have to check that out. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just wondering if that's going to be a W. I expect Carolina to be inconsistent again this year. I'm just thinking about that game in particular. That's a Josh Norman game. Anyway, sorry.
Is he on the schedule? Are they on the schedule?
I thought they were. Maybe not. Maybe I'm tripping.
I don't know. Like, actually, Carolina, like, I don't even know they're on the schedule. Like,
you always play somebody from the South.
We usually play Tampa all the time. We usually play Carolina too, but it's like every other year.
And it's usually every other year for the Saints. Yeah. So, but you didn't play the Saints last year. Maybe it is the Saints this time.
Yeah. I'll say Ross.
If I mix that up, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Did you play Carolina last year?
Yeah, we played last year.
Okay, so it's not this year then.
Yeah. Because I don't think we play Carolina this year.
No, you probably don't think. You'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I will, because I have to make sure. I don't want to, you know, real people say real things and real people do the real thing.
We're going to close it out with making sure we get it right.
You get it right. Yeah, you're right.
Listeners, thank you all for listening, by the way.
We appreciate you all.
I mean, Allskins Everything has just been a blessing to add on to what we already started with the Urban Sports Team, but also to the reviews we've received.
Yeah, we've gotten some positive reviews.
Absolutely.
Some positive. Yeah, we don't have Carolina.
Nope.
Nah,
okay.
No Carolina.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no Carolina.
Tampa?
Not even Tampa.
Okay. New Orleans?
Not Tampa, no.
No back for the South this year. Huh?
No.
Oh, yeah, New Orleans. Right.
Saints, yeah, Saints. We got the Saints. So I'll take it back. The Saints. Ha-ha, there you go.
Probably next year.
Probably so.
Which is going to be interesting, too. Anyway, still tough matchups against playing AFC West. Those road games are going to be big. Seattle's going to be big. I don't think you get the Seattle game, though.
Seattle game is going to be real tough.
Richard Sherman, your boy.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be Seattle, though. But anyway, man, it's time to wrap this show up, man. It's a pleasure doing the show with you, Ray, as always.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? But, folks, thank you for your support. And like Ray said, thank you for the positive feedback. Anyway, you've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene. Well, basically, Allskins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mecca, lead us out, big homie.